Shrunk.
Yeah.
Not shrunken.
Gotten pretty small by then. If a girl likes to put on fancy clothes and makeup and all that, you'd say she likes to what?
Yep.
Jazz up.
How about if it were just putting on makeup? Is there a word for that?
Yeah, I think she would, well, several words for that. I think she wanted to, colloquially, pretty up.
I like that.
Preen.
All right. Is there a word for a man who likes to wear fancy clothes?
Yeah, he's a dude.
Okay. Did you ever hear jelly bean used for that?
Yeah. Jelly bean, he's a dressed up young man.
Young man.
You don't call old men jelly beans.
All right. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp that you might carry just change in?
Purse.
All right, yes. And a woman wears around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And around her neck?
Necklace.
Suppose it were a lot of little, maybe wooden things on a chain.
Wooden things?
Well, not necessarily wooden. They might be...
Beads?
Pardon?
Beads?
Would you say something of beads?
String of beads.
String of beads, okay. Did you ever hear pair of beads?
No.
Okay. And men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belts or suspenders?
Is there an older name for suspenders?
Galluses.
Yes, okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Is there another name
for parasol?
Is that the same thing?
Well, a parasol is generally smaller.
Okay.
Women carry parasols. Men carry umbrellas.
I think women can carry umbrellas, but I don't think men can carry parasols, right?
Right?
Okay.
Sure. If you want to keep it rain off of you, you better use an umbrella.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're making a bed, what's the thing that you put on the very top, the last thing, the fancy cover?
Well, that's a... Oh, I can't think of the name of the thing. Bed cover, I can't think of it.
Bedspread.
Bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a counterpin or a counterpin?
Yeah, counterpin, P-N-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you put your head on a...
Pillow.
And did you ever see something that was about twice as big as a pillow?
Mm-hmm. Bolster.
Yeah. And you might say of it, it doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes...
Well, all the way, sometimes it hangs over.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything like plumb across or clean across or clear across?
Yeah, plumb across.
Okay.
Or
good.
Clean across, either one of them.
Mm-hmm. How about slam across?
Yeah, all right. That slam's all right.
Got a blanket in there.
No, I don't think it's good. Well, no, I think it's all right.
Get back.
Yeah. Okay, nice clock. How old is that clock?
About 115, sort of dated, I think.
Mm. It's certainly running beautifully.
I keep it going. You will, it stops. Boy, she rides me good.
You have to, how often do you wind it?
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Got ropes in it.
Mm.
Well, they've been changed, the cords.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get back to the bed, what would you put over the bed to keep you warm in the winter?
A blanket.
Or the homemade kind of thing that might be, trying not to use the word.
Quilt?
Yeah, that's the word.
You want me to stop feminine?
Mommy, she's getting my voice, not yours.
Well, no harm. No, it doesn't matter if there are other voices. Doesn't matter a bit. Is there another kind that's maybe thicker than a quilt and lighter weight? A big fluffy thing?
Yeah, comfort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then what would you make up on the floor if you didn't have enough beds for the children to sleep on?
Trundle bed goes under. Oh, pallet?
Yes, pallet was the word I had in mind. Then these are some questions about types of land and that kind of thing. If you had very good soil, you would say it was what kind of soil?
I don't know.